Chapter 18, A Scientific Adventure. "Why don't you let me take the squirrel?" Tootie said to Flora's mother. "I'll just return him to the wild."
"If you can call the backyard the wild," said William Spiver.
"Hush up, William," said Tootie. She reached out for Ulysses.
"Don't touch it," shrieked Flora's mother. "Not without gloves. It has some sort of disease."
"If you could just get me some gloves then," said Tootie, "I'll pluck the squirrel off the lampshade and whisk him out of here and set him free. The kids can come along. It will be a scientific adventure."
"It doesn't sound very scientific to me," said William Spiver.
"Well," said Flora's mother, "I don't know. Flora Bell's father is coming to pick her up for their Saturday visit. He'll be here any minute now, and she's still in her pajamas."
"Flora Bell?" said William Spiver. "What a lovely, melodious name."
"It will all take just a minute," said Tootie, in a low, soothing voice. "The kids can get to know each other."
"I'll get you some gloves," said Flora's mother. And now here they were, walking over to Tootie's getting to know each other, or something.
Tootie had on a pair of dishwashing gloves that went all the way up to her elbows. The gloves were bright pink and they glowed in a cheery, radioactive sort of way. In Tootie's gloved hands were Ulysses. Behind Tootie was Flora, and next to Flora was William Spiver. His left hand rested on her shoulder.
"Do you mind, Flora Bell?" he had said. "Would it trouble you terribly if I put my hand on your shoulder and allowed you to guide me back to Great Aunt Tootie's house? The world is a treacherous place when you can't see."
Flora didn't bother pointing out to him the world was a treacherous place when you could see. And speaking of treacherousness, things were not in any way progressing as Flora had planned. She had envisioned Ulysses fighting crime, criminals, villainy, darkness, treachery. She had imagined him flying, holy bagumba, through the world with her, Flora Buckman, at his side. Instead, here she was, leading a temporarily blind boy through her own backyard. It was anticlimactic, to say the least.
"Have you released the squirrel yet, Green Aunt Tootie?"
"No," said Tootie, "I have not."
"Why do I sense that there is more going on here than meets the eye?" said William Spiver.
"Just keep quiet until we get back to the house, William," said Tootie. "Can you do that? Keep quiet for a minute?"
"Of course I can," said William Spiver. He sighed. "I'm an old pro at keeping quiet."
Flora doubted very much that this was true.
William Spiver squeezed her shoulder.
"May I inquire how old you are, Flora Bell?"
"Don't squeeze my shoulder. I'm 10.
"I'm 11 years old," said William Spiver. "Which surprises me, I must say. I feel much, much older than 11. Also, I know for a fact that I'm smaller than your average 11-year-old. It may even be that I'm shrinking. Excessive trauma can retard growth. I'm not certain, however, if it can actually cause actual shrinkage."
"What was the traumatic event that turned you blind?" said Flora.
"I'd prefer not to discuss it right now. I don't want to alarm you."
"It's not possible to alarm me," said Flora. "I'm a cynic. Nothing in human nature surprises a cynic."
"So you say," said William Spiver. The word cryptic popped into Flora's head. It was preceded by the word unnecessary.
"Unnecessarily cryptic," said Flora out loud.
"I beg your pardon," said William Spiver. But then they were at Tootie's house. They were walking through her backyard and into her kitchen, which smelled like bacon and lemons.
Tootie put Ulysses down on the table.
"I don't understand," said William Spiver. "We're back at your house, but I can still smell the squirrel."
Flora took the paper out of her pajamas. She handed it to Tootie. She felt like a spy, a successful spy, a triumphant spy, albeit a spy in pajamas.
"What's this?" said Tootie.
"It's proof that you aren't the victim of extended hallucination," said Flora. Tootie held the paper with both hands. She stared at it.
"Squirtle?" she said.
"Squirtle?" said William Spiver.
"Keep reading," said Flora.
"Squirtle," said Tootie.
"I am Ulysses, born anew."
"See," said Flora.
"What does that prove?" said William Spiver. "What does it even mean?"
"The squirrel's name is Ulysses," said Tootie.
"Wait a minute," said William Spiver. "Are you posting that the squirrel typed those words?"
"Positing?"
"Positing."
"Yes," said Flora. "That's exactly what I'm positing."
"The hallucination extends," said Tootie.
"What hallucination?" said William Spiver.
"The squirrel is a superhero hallucination," said Tootie.
"Surely you jest," said William Spiver. Ulysses sat up on his hind legs. He looked at William Spiver and then at Tootie and finally turned his eyes to Flora. He raised his eyebrows and gave her a full look full of questions, full of hope. Flora felt a pang of doubt. He was, after all, just a squirrel. She had no proof that he was a superhero. What if there was some other explanation for those words? Also, there was Tootie's disturbing point to consider. What kind of superhero types? And then she thought about Alfred, how everyone doubted him, how no one, except the parakeet Dolores, knew that he was incandesto, and how no one, except Dolores, truly believed in him. Was it Flora's job to believe in Ulysses? What did that make her, a parakeet? Let me get this straight, said William Spiver. You are a self-professed cynic, are positing that the squirrel is a superhero. The words, do not hope, instead observe, flitted through Flora's brain. She took a deep breath. She brushed the phase away. The squirrel typed those words, she said. Well, said William Spiver, whose hand was still on Flora's shoulder. Why didn't he move his hand? Let's just approach this scientifically. We'll put the squirrel in front of Great Aunt Tootie's computer, and we'll ask him to type again. Chapter 19. The Inadvertent Eye. He sat in front of the machine. It was different from Flora's mother's typewriter. There was a blank screen instead of paper, and the whole contraption glowed, emitting a warm, but not entirely friendly smell. The keyboard was familiar, though. Each of the letters was there, each of them in the same place. Flora and Tootie stood behind him, and William Spiver, the boy with dark glasses, stood behind him, too. This was an important moment. Ulysses understood that very well. Everything depended on him typing something. He had to do it for Flora. His whiskers trembled. He could feel them trembling. He could see them trembling. What could he do? He turned and sniffed his tail. There was nothing he could do except to be himself, to try to make the letters on the keyboard speak the truth of his heart, to work to make them reveal the essence of the squirrel he was. But what was the truth? What kind of squirrel was he? He looked around the room. There was a tall window, and outside the window was a green, green world and a blue sky. Inside there were shelves and shelves of books, and on the wall above the keyboard was a picture of a man and woman floating over a city. They were suspended in a golden light. The man was holding the woman, and she had one arm flung out in front of her face as if she were pointing the way home. Ulysses liked the woman's face. She reminded him of Flora. Looking at the painting made the squirrel feel warm inside, certain of something. Whoever had painted the picture loved the floating man and the floating woman. He loved the city they floated above, and he loved the golden light. Just as Ulysses loved the green world outside and the blue sky and Flora's round head. His whiskers stopped trembling. What's happening? Asked William Spiver. Nothing, said Flora. He's gone into some kind of trance, said Tootie. Shh, said Flora. Ulysses inched closer to the keyboard. It was beautiful to the squirrel to see a letter appear out of nowhere. Well, what is it? What's the letter? It's an I, William Spiver. But that proves nothing, of course. Anyone can inadvertently hit an I. You don't have to be a superhero to type an I. Would you please hush up, William? The squirrel typed. The people waited. Destiny bestirred itself. Chapter 20. What It Said. I love your round head, the brilliant green, the watching blue. These letters, this world, you. I am very, very hungry. Chapter 21. Poetry. They were sitting in Tootie's office. Tootie was on the couch with a package of frozen peas on her head. She had fainted. Unfortunately, she had hit her head on the edge of the desk on the way down. Fortunately, Flora had remembered an issue of Terrible Things Can Happen to You, advising that a bag of frozen peas made an excellent cold compress to provide comfort and reduce swelling. Read it one more time, said William Spiver to Flora. Flora read Ulysses' words aloud again. The squirrel wrote poetry, said Tootie in a voice filled with wonder. Keep those peas on your head, said Flora. I don't get the last part, said William Spiver. The part about hunger. What does that mean? Flora turned away from the computer and looked at William Spiver's dark glasses and saw again her round-headed pajama self-reflection there. It means he's hungry, she said. He hasn't had any breakfast. Oh, said William Spiver. I see. It's literal. Ulysses was sitting on his hind legs beside the computer. He nodded hopefully.
"It's poetry," said Tootie from the couch.
Ulysses puffed out his chest the tiniest bit.
"Well, it might be poetry," said William Spiver, "but it's not great poetry.
It's not even good poetry."
"But what does this all mean?" said Tootie.
"Why does it have to mean something?" said William Spiver. "The universe is a random place."
"Oh, for heaven's sake, William," said Tootie.
Flora felt something well up inside her. What was it?
Pride in the squirrel? Annoyance at William Spiver? Wonder? Hope?
Suddenly she remembered the words that appeared over Alfred T. Slipper's head when he was submerged in the vat of incandesto.
"Do you doubt him?"
"Do not."
"Do you doubt him?" said Flora.
"Of course I doubt him," said William Spiver.
"Do not," said Flora.
"Why?" said William Spiver.
She stared at him.
"Take off your glasses," she said. "I want to see your eyes."
"No," said William Spiver.
"Take them off."
"I won't."
"Children," said Tootie, "please." Who was William Spiver really? Yes, yes, he was the great nephew of Tootie Tickham, suddenly, suspiciously, come to stay the summer. But who was he really? What if he was some kind of comic book character himself? What if he was a villain whose powers were depleted as soon as the light of the world hit his eyes? Incandesto was forever being attacked by his arch nemesis, the darkness of 10,000 hands. Every superhero had an arch nemesis. What if Ulysses' arch nemesis was William Spiver?
"The truth must be known," said Flora.
She stepped forward, she reached out her hand to remove William Spiver's glasses, and then she heard her name.
"Flora Bell! Your father is here!"
"Flora Bell," said William Spiver in a gentle voice. Ulysses was still sitting on his hind legs. His ears were pricked. He looked back and forth between Flora and William Spiver.
"We have to go," said Flora.
"Wait," said William Spiver. Flora picked Ulysses up by the scruff of his neck. She put him under her pajama top.
"Will I ever see you again?" said William Spiver.
"The universe is a random place, William Spiver," said Flora. "Who can say whether we will meet again or not?"